You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach. And today we're going to dive into something that is just an absolute essential piece to your business, no matter what business you run. Now, we talk to service plumbers, but no matter what business you operate and own or run or are a part of, no matter what part of the business that you're a part of, this rule is true, and that is that every company needs to get good at marketing. Every company needs to get good at making the phone ring. Every company needs to get good at building consumer trust with the market, with the community, so that you can get your phones to basically make noise in a way that allows you to respond with your service or product. This is what business is all about. In fact, I always say there's two things to the service plumbing business. Number one, you have to make the phone ring. And number two, you have to convert that call. Our tech trainings and all the service and sales trainings that we do with technicians all over the world basically fixes that, solves that, deals with that converting the call. But what about the marketing side? Now, our coaching program, our owner side, we deal with a lot of the marketing stuff and teach the frameworks for marketing. But today I want to talk with all of you about the major framework, the basic overall lost, forgotten art of marketing, of making that phone ring. We're going to talk about something that is so important. We're not going to seem generic. I'm going to give you the six steps that you need to actually take in order for people to find out about you, call you, and then refer you, because this is what you need. This is how you get people to basically want to do business with you and you only, no matter what business you operate, no matter what business you run. So many times we think of marketing as just simply making the phone ring or getting on Google or putting a billboard up or some call to action where someone can pick up the phone and call us. But there's so much more to that. And we're going to talk about that here in just a few minutes. And we're going to talk about not only the six steps, the six things that you got to do in order to generate not only, again, making the phone ring, converting that call, but then getting a referral out of it. But you also have to understand the golden rule of all marketing. Okay, we're going to give you that one right now, and that is simply this. The golden rule of every marketing is simply to consider that every community, every what I call social social ecosystem, basically a community of people, could be bowlers, could be a book club, could be a school, could be an alma mater, could be a fraternity, could be a workplace environment, could be a geographical location. But every social ecosystem basically is a market. It's a market. What that means is that if you sell widgets and there's a group of people gathering, and that gathering of people, if it's your avatar, that's a market. That's a market. You could even argue that it's your market, even if it doesn't fit your specific avatar, because they know someone who is your avatar. Well, who's your avatar? What is an avatar? An avatar is basically the perfect client, the dream customer, the person that you want to do business with. Who in your community do you want to do business with? If you're a service plumbing owner, you want to do business with homeowners, people who own homes typically. That's where the primary, that's where the best bang for the buck is for the service plumbing industry, is with the homeowner, the person that's paying for the service and also receiving that service. You know, landlords own homes, but they pay for the service and they receive the fix and the commodity of the plumbing, but they don't necessarily receive the service side of it. They're buying something different. They're buying more of an investment into an investment commodity, if you will, where a homeowner is going to care more about the person coming in the home and how that person might interact with their kids or their animals or their home, their property. Okay, this all matters, because when you think about it like that, when you think about this social ecosystem, every social ecosystem is a market. How are you interacting with that market? Do you have a blanket approach to all markets? For example, if you sell plumbing, service plumbing as a solution, and you're a part of a bowling league, how are you marketing to that bowling league versus how are you marketing to other social ecosystems? Would you maybe put a different spin on your tagline? Would you put a different spin on something to fit and match up with whatever community you're a part of or you're going into? If it's a soccer group or if it's a sports group, I might put a sports spin on how I'm using my logo and brand and my messaging. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. We're going to talk about the six steps that you need, the basically what I call the product sales funnel framework. Now, what I say by that is a sales funnel is basically the funnel that someone goes through before they know about your plumbing company or your service plumbing company or brand and logo to the basically the pathway they take to where they're now they're doing business with you. That's what we would call the sales funnel. It's, hey, you don't even know about me. Now you know about me and you're a prospect or you're a contact and now you're interested in me. Now you're a prospect and now you have a plumbing problem. Now you're a potential lead. Then you call my company. You are a lead. Now we're on our way out to your house. You're an opportunity. And then you become a converted call once you do one of the options or you pick some sort of work with us. We do a solution. So that's a sales funnel. I'm going to give you guys the framework. Now, this framework wasn't written for this podcast. This is my framework. This is what I use for all my businesses. I built three different businesses to seven figures or more. And I've ran a plumbing company and helped grow a plumbing company to well over that. Same framework. And this is what I use for marketing. Now, again, if you're in our coaching program, then you already know we cover a lot, not necessarily these frameworks specifically, but we cover all the things in the framework, exactly how to do all these different things. If you're not in our program, you're going to get a little taste of what we teach inside of our program. But this is the kind of stuff we cover with our owners inside of the coaching program. If you want more information about that, email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. We're closing that program. Come February 1st of next year, that will be gone. Maybe even a couple weeks before that, but that's going to be gone. You'll no longer be able to get in that program, and we're cutting that out. Now, for those that are already in the program, or if you're thinking about getting in the program, jump in. We'll see you all the way through to the finish line, but we're going to be closing that off. We got some software that we're launching in February. Cannot wait to get everyone to get that into everyone's hands, but we're going to be doing some free trials and free products on that. Just go to software.theplumbingsalescoach.com and you can get on the waiting list and even get access to some free trainings for your techs and free access to that software when it launches. You'll get early access free, no charge. Again, software.theplumbingsalescoach.com. If you would like more information about the closing or the coaching program before it closes, info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. Mention this podcast and we will give you half off, 50% off of the first couple of months. Just mention this podcast. All right. So look, it's info@theplumbingsalescoach.com or software.theplumbingsalescoach.com to get on the list for the software in that training. Okay, look, here's the deal with the sales funnel framework. When we look at this framework, we have to understand we identify a social ecosystem. We identify something that is a market. Maybe that's Google for some of you. Maybe that's Facebook for some of you. Maybe that is Yelp for some of you. Maybe it's not online at all. Maybe it's just a soccer group or a some sort of school activity or group that you can be drama or even the entire school, the football stadium or something to that effect. Okay. And we have to follow this framework. The first step in the entire framework is grab their attention. Someone called a hook. If you guys ever followed Russell Brunson or that kind of thing, he talks about hook, story, offer. This is the hook. This is the thing that gets their attention. Why would I even notice you? Okay. This is the one result they want. Okay, this might be like fast and affordable plumbing company or finally a plumbing bringing service back to the industry or something, you know, whatever your tagline is. But your tagline should be something that it also grabs people's attention, right? Hook, the one result they want. For example, one of the plumbing companies that we branded and created a new logo and brand and tagline for is Epic Plumbing. They've got the new dog now with the cape on. It looks awesome. If you guys want to look them up, go look them up on social media. Epic Plumbing out of Pearland, Texas. P-E-A-R-L. Sounds like Pearland. If you were to sound it out, Pearland is how you spell it. But Pearland, Texas, just outside of Houston. Epic Plumbing. Go check them out. Look them up on social media. Go look them up on Google. But you'll see their brand. You'll see how big their company is. They've got some awesome photos they just put out of their entire team. Looks awesome. But their tagline is "Never fear, Epic's here." It fits into Paw Patrol. It fits into the avatar. It fits into the whole entire idea of the family is your avatar. Never fear, Epic's here. One of the things that we know that all customers are in, one of the things we teach inside of our program, if you're watching the podcast on Spotify instead of listening to it, you're actually watching it. What's up? We have the FRESH all over the booth here on my shirt, fresh. And that's our five-stage sales process that we teach the plumbers. And what we teach them is the first stage is fear mode, meaning the customer's in fear mode. They're freaked out when you first show up. They're a little bit scared. They're a little bit they don't know what's going on. They don't know who you are. They don't know what's going to disrupt their life. And so what they say is never fear, Epic's here. That's a great way to plug right in, grabbing someone's attention, hooking them, and giving them the one result they want. You don't have to fear. We're going to take care of whatever that issue is, whatever your concern is, whatever your fear is, whatever's got you freaked out, whatever's got you stressed, we're the solution. We're the ones. Even put a cape on the dog. So that's what you want to do. You want to get that one result that they want in front of their face, grab their attention, hook them, get them excited. And the second thing is to offer them something wildly irresistible. What's something that you can offer them once you've got their attention that says, man, I'm calling them? You know, what's something that you offer? Something wildly irresistible that we teach owners to give their, and this is where a lot of you get confused, and a lot of you call me, and a lot of you, we talk about it, but man, once we have a conversation about it, you understand better as to what I mean by this and what I'm saying and the benefits of this, and we've seen wild results from this. But something wildly irresistible, if you're using this concept that I'm talking about right now to attract new plumbers, because that's part of marketing, is attracting new customers to call you, but also attracting new plumbers that can do the work. And something wildly irresistible is no on-call. The idea of offering no on-call, people love, that's wildly irresistible. I got your attention because we are this awesome new plumbing company, or we're this awesome plumbing company in your town that you're not familiar with. And then, bam, I offer you something wildly irresistible like no on-call. People love that. Number one, you got to get their attention. Number two, you got to offer them something wildly irresistible. Why would they want to work with you? Why would they want to use you? Why would they choose you? The third thing is you have to give them an experience. Now, this is where we are talking about the sales process, the service side of things. That's when they come into your store, they pick up the phone and call your company, and you actually talk to them. So number one, in order to get people to call you, in order to get people to dial up your phone, you have to grab their attention. You have to understand that every social ecosystem is a market, and then you have to go into that market and you have to get people's attention and you have to offer them something wildly irresistible. And then when they call you, you have to give them a great experience. When you get me to come into your restaurant, not just the restaurant, not just the food, but I got to have a good experience go into it. If you go back a few episodes, we talked about a Whataburger and In-N-Out Burger and how I went into Whataburger and never even got to eat the food. The experience I had at the front end was terrible. The experience that they have with your company on the front end can be terrible, and they'll never do business with you. And that could be on the phones. That could be even when the technician shows up and runs the call. And then the fourth thing is you have to give them an opportunity to join you, to buy something from you, to buy one of your services, one of your products. Now, we call this value stacking. We give people a reason to maybe invest in their plumbing. I always tell customers, look, you can go the convenience store route and do the minimum and pay the most for the fill valve, or you can do the Costco route and invest in your plumbing and we'll invest with you. You'll get more bang for your buck. You'll spend more money, but you'll get more for your money, and we'll give them a reason, an opportunity to join us. I know this, people usually brag about their new cars, not their fixed cars. People usually brag about their new haircut. People usually brag about their new shoes, not their clean. I've never seen my kids put shoes in the washing machine and then go tell other people how clean their shoes are, but what they do is show everybody their new shoes. My point here is this: if you give people a reason, if you offer people an opportunity to join you, if you value stack, you give them the ability to maybe invest in and upgrade the toilets or add in multiple toilets or fix multiple things, you can create a story. And then that's when you give them an experience. Because here's how it goes. Number one, I get their attention. Number two, I offer them something wildly irresistible. And then when they call me or they reach out to me to find out about my product or service, I give them an experience that they go, wow, you're different. This is awesome. This is amazing. You showed up on time. You communicated well. You were clean. You parked your truck in the street. You didn't block my mailbox. You didn't block my neighbor's driveway. You didn't come in here and try to sell me a bunch of stuff that I'm not even familiar with or need, but you actually gave me an experience and educated me and informed me on what was going on and helped me not only understand what was failing, but the reasons why behind it failed, so that I could offer maybe or receive bigger solutions from your company. And then you give me an opportunity to join by organizing those into options and different ways for me to buy your product or service at different levels too, allowing me to get involved with your company. Now, look, the new software that we have is going to do those last two things. Basically diagnose and help you build options so that your company or so that your technicians or so that you as a technician can offer your customer that experience so they understand what's going on and they can have a better consumer trust in the solutions you're providing. This software is going to change the game. We already know that. It's the same practices and principles that we've been teaching plumbers now for the last 5 or 6 years. and really 10 or so if you go back into the time that I was running a plumbing company, and we got huge results from these. We've automated it with this software. We just basically made it to where it happens on every call. If you want that, go to software.theplumbingsalescoach.com. Get on the waiting list and we'll let you get access early, free access, and we'll also get you some free bonus training. But that's how basically an automated way to get those last couple of steps done. And then number five, we give them an experience while we perform that service. While we perform that. Now we can end that experience with, they at the value stack, we could offer a service agreement or something like that to retain them. That's what we're talking about here is retention, by the way, in step number five, is giving them an experience, retaining them as a consumer for the long haul. So number one, we grab their attention, a hook, the result they want, that one result, that one thing that we can say, hey, right here. Number two, we give them something wildly irresistible. We offer them something wildly irresistible. It could be something like calling a customer back from a year ago, right? Your social ecosystem is your past customers. You grab their attention by making the phone ring. They pick up the phone. You say, this is Chris over at Epic Plumbing, and I'm going to offer you something wildly irresistible. We worked on your water heater last year. We put in some elements. The water heater was 10 years old. We want to offer you a free flush, or we want to come out there and give you half price on a flush. And that's an irresistible offer. And then you give them an experience through that. When they say, yeah, well, what would that take? How does that work? Well, we can get you on the schedule. And you give them an amazing experience. Then when you go out there, maybe you find a couple things. Maybe the water heater is still old. Maybe it's still the recommendation for replacement is still on the table. Maybe the shutoff still is old and still doesn't work. Maybe some other things come up. And then when they decide to have you do the flush, or they decide you have to swap out the valves, or they have you go ahead and upgrade to the water heater, maybe now they've done a little more research. Now they want a tankless. Who knows? But you give them that great experience while you provide whatever it is that they have you do. That was number five. Number one, grab their attention. Number two, offer something wildly irresistible. Number three, give them an experience while they're going through the sales process. Number four, give them an opportunity to join you by providing options and solutions. And number five, give them an experience once you provide that solution, once you provide that opportunity. I'm sorry, that product. And then last but not least, you got to give them a mission statement to attach to. Starting a movement. This is how you start a movement. Look, one of the ways we do that, for example, is inside of our service agreement. One of the cool things that we teach is giving away a discount to all of your current clients, right? Inside of that service agreement. Everybody does that. A lot of people teach that. But an additional thing we teach that is really next level is giving people the ability to now get a discount if they're a friend or a family member of yours. This is now giving your client a mission statement. We're here to serve you. You're here to serve. We're all here to serve. It's all about service. And now you can service your friends and family by recommending us because we'll give them an extended discount based off of your decision. This is a great way to package the whole thing together. This is exactly what we talk about when it comes to this idea of marketing. You have to get creative. I was just on a coaching call earlier today with the marketing company that we recommend and refer a lot of times. We were talking about some of these strategies we got to come alongside. They were talking about what about these companies in large markets where there's 20 or 30 great companies, big companies, LA area, Orange County area, that kind of an area, or Houston or New York or Chicago or Boston, where you got large markets where there's lots of people, Atlanta, and there's only three spots in top of Google. There's only three spots. Well, that's not an excuse to take that off. You still got to rank. You still got to do that. But you also might have to get creative offline. You might have to apply these principles offline. Get involved with the local soccer club. Get involved with the local equestrian club. Get involved with the local, whatever it is that is a big enough market of social ecosystem, that's a big enough market that you can get involved in, that you can go grab their attention. You can offer them something wildly irresistible. If you find a market of homeowners who own their home, who is your avatar, maybe it's a kids' soccer club because their parents own homes, and these are homeowners that have families. And so therefore, you can go in there and grab their attention. You can offer them something wildly irresistible. You can give them an experience while they learn about your product or service. Then you can offer them an opportunity to join your product or service. Then you can give them an experience while you're providing that product or service. And then you can give them a mission statement to attach to. You can give them some sort of movement to be a part of. You can let them know that this is different, that we are different. And the experience they're going to have with us is different. And so is the experience of all the people they recommend are going to be different. And we're going to put a yard sign in their house. We're going to do different things to get that review and make sure that that gets on the internet, and we're going to tell that story over and over again, and we're going to utilize the tools and all the advantages of the technology and resources that are out there on the internet to tell that story, to get that story out there, to get that movement out there, so we don't have to do pay-per-click, so we don't have to rely on these gimmicky marketing things that are sometimes a necessity or sometimes an expensive necessity. We need to get off of them being a necessity. We need to take ownership of our community. Here's marketing 101. Here's the golden rule. Here's the secret. Here's the lost art. Here's the whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, when you want to market your company, it's not about buying Google ads. It's not about getting on Google. It's not about Facebook ads. It's not about YouTube ads. It's not about Yelp. It's not about HomeAdvisor. It's not about AngelList. It's what they've done is they figured out what it was about, and they created a platform for then you to go buy stuff from them. But here's the real reality. You just need to cement yourself into your community. You need to imprint your brand and your logo, your who you are as a company into your community. You need to build a relationship. You need to get out into your community. You need to be in the public relations, do things on the news, like frozen pipe calls and different frozen pipe situations, and helping the community, be an advocate for your community. If that's really how you want to get that message out, that's really, really, really what you want to be doing. You want to be an advocate for your community. How can you go out there and impact the community and make it positive, and where your brand is there present while that's happening, so people can start to see your brand as a positive impact and imprint on the community? They'll want to use you. They'll start to use you. They'll recommend people to work for you. They'll tell other plumbers about you. They'll be the eyes and ears for you in the community when people need a plumbing company to work for or do work with, or get work provided to them by. Either way, whatever it is, at the end of the day, you need a lot of people out there advocating for you, and you do that by being the biggest advocate for your market. Every social ecosystem is a market. How busy is that particular market, and how much opportunity is in that market, and can you go fish there without creating a ton of competition? Listen, I love you guys. This is the key. This is the goal. This is the rule. Every market has a market cap. Every market has a market volume. Capture that and move on to the next market, or add another product or service to that same market. That's how you grow. That's how you explode. That's how you do this thing. I love you guys. As always, remember, this is a big deal, because we talk about serving your community. We talk about going out and always be serving. We talk about service over sales, but this is a great way to do that through marketing. Go out and serve your community in a way that puts your brand in the forefront of those companies that are making an impact, of those community members that are making an impact. That's what it all comes down to. People want to do business with you, and they'll want to do business for you. I love you. And as always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day, folks.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.